Selena Gomez reveals why she might never become a mother. Selena Gomez reveals that she might not be a mother. Pop star Selena Gomez recently revealed that she may never be able to get pregnant due to her bipolar disorder. Selena Gomez opened up about her experiences with her mental illness after she was diagnosed in 2018. Speaking to Rolling Stone, she explained how she is tired trying to make friends with her bipolar disorder, despite the effects it has on her hopes to become a mother. The 30-year-old recalled the time she visited a friend who was trying to get pregnant. She revealed that she cried in her car after their visit as she got to know that the two medications she is taking for her bipolar disorder make it unlikely that she will be able to carry her own children. Image source Marca. That's a very big, big, present thing in my life, she said, as per Rolling Stone. However, if I'm meant to have them, I will, Ms. Gomez added. Further, the pop star detailed about her experience with mental health since 2018. 2018 was the year when she began to hear loud voices. She spent several months in a treatment facility, however, she said that she only remembers snippets of the time. Following her diagnosis, Ms. Gomez said that she was prescribed loads of medications, which made her feel gone. There was no part of me that was there anymore, she said. She ended up finding a psychiatrist who then realized that she was on too many medications and took her off all but two. The pop star revealed how the psychiatrist guided her in her mental health journey. She even had to detox, essentially, from the medications she was on. Gomez also revealed how she had to learn to remember certain words and how she would forget where she was. Notably, in 2020, Ms. Gomez publicly revealed she had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She admitted at the time that she found out she was bipolar during a visit to a hospital in Boston, United States. Bipolar disorder is a serious mental health condition where people experience mood swings, with episodes of hyperactivity and depression.